Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Milwaukee Braves and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Red Shandy Anst. Batting second. The first baseman, Nippy Jones. Batting third. The third baseman, Eddie Matthews. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Hank Aaron. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Andy Pafko. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Felix Mantilla. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Wes Covington. Batting eighth. The catcher, Del Crandall. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Warren Sparn. Pitching for the Milwaukee Braves, Warren Sparn. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Bobby Adams. Batting second. The left fielder, Lee Walls. Batting third. The right fielder, Walt Morin. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jim Bulger. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Dale Long. Batting seventh. The catcher, Cal Neiman. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bobby Morgan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Littlefield. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Dick Littlefield. And now, play ball. Red Shandy Anst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shandy Anst hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Morin. Shandy Anst reaches second base with a double. Nippy Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a fly ball into right field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Shandy Anst moves to third. One out. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is called out on strikes. Two outs. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Shandy Anst scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls hits a ball on the ground towards third. Matthews fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Mantilla settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla strikes out. Two outs. Wes Covington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Covington takes first base on ball four. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall hits a pop-up towards third. Adams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is called out on strikes. One out. Jim Bulger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mantilla scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Crandall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Warren Sparn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Red Schoendienst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schoendienst is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Schoendienst hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nippy Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-1 in the game. Jones hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0-for-1 in the game. Matthews strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schoendienst scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a fly ball into center field. Aaron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Littlefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Littlefield is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 0-for-1 in the game. Aaron hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 0-for-1 in the game. Pafko takes first base on ball 4. Aaron moves to second. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 0-for-1 in the game. Mantilla strikes out. One out. Wes Covington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Covington is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Covington hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dell Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 0-for-1 in the game. Crandall strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-1 in the game. Adams hits a fly ball into right field. Pafko settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 0-for-1 in the game. Walls hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jones scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Walls for the out. Two outs. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0-for-1 in the game. Morin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-1 in the game. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Matthews fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Morin moves to second. Jim Bolger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolger is 0-for-1 in the game. Bolger hits a fly ball into center field. Aaron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Warren Sparn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparn is 0-for-1 in the game. Sparn strikes out. One out. Red Schoendienst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shane D'Anst is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Shane D'Anst takes first base on ball 4. Nippy Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jones hits a fly ball into center field. Bolger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0-for-2 in the game. Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards first. Long scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Matthews for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0-for-1 in the game. Long takes first base on ball 4. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman is 0-for-1 in the game. Neiman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mantilla fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bobby Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-1 in the game. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mantilla scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Aaron hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Pafko hits a ball on the ground towards third. Adams fields it and throws to first for the out. Aaron moves to second. One out. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 0-for-2 in the game. Mantilla takes first base on ball 4. Wes Covington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Covington is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Covington hits a fly ball into right field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dell Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 0-for-2 in the game. Crandall hits a fly ball into left field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dick Littlefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Littlefield is 0-for-1 in the game. Littlefield hits a fly ball into left field. Covington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-2 in the game. Adams hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Covington. Adams reaches second base with a double. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 0-for-2 in the game. Walls hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sparn fields it and has Adams trapped. There's the throw to Shane D'Anst and over to Matthews, who tags Adams for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Morin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Warren Sparn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparn is 0-for-2 in the game. Sparn hits a fly ball into right field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Shane D'Anst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shane D'Anst is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Shane D'Anst takes first base on ball 4. Nippy Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Shane D'Anst moves to second. Nippy Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Shane D'Anst moves to third. Nippy Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jones takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0-for-3 in the game. Matthews hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Shane D'Anst scores. Jones moves to third. It's 1-0, Braves. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Aaron hits a ball on the ground towards third. Adams juggles the ball. That's an error on Adams. Jones scores. Matthews moves to third. Aaron moves to second. It's 2-0, Braves. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Pafko hits a pop-up towards first. Long settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Mantilla hits a ball on the ground towards third. Adams fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Matthews scores. Aaron moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, Braves. Wes Covington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Covington is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Covington hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Aaron scores. Mantilla moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 4-0, Braves. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 0-for-3 in the game. Crandall bunts towards the mound. Littlefield fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mantilla scores. Covington moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 5-0, Braves. Warren Sparn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparn is 0-for-3 in the game. Sparn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Shane D'Anst settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Bolger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolger is 0-for-2 in the game. Bolger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jones scoops it up and throws to first, with Sparn covering, for the out. Two outs. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Long hits a pop-up towards third. Matthews settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Red Shane D'Anst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shane D'Anst is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and 2 walks. Shane D'Anst hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Littlefield fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Nippy Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Jones hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Matthews hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jones moves to third. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got one RBI. Aaron hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 8-0 Braves. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Pafko hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Morgan reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Mantilla hits a fly ball into center field. Bolger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 8, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman is 0-for-2 in the game. Neiman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobby Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-2 in the game. Morgan strikes out. 1 out. Jerry Kindle pinch hits for Dick Littlefield. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Shane Dienst settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Adams hits a pop-up towards short. Mantilla settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Braves 8, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Tom Pohalski now pitching. Wes Covington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Covington is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Covington hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pohalski fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Dell Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Crandall hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Long settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Warren Sparn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparn is 0-for-4 in the game. Sparn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Braves 8, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 0-for-3 in the game. Walls hits a ball on the ground towards third. Matthews fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Morin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Walls moves to second. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Banks strikes out. 1 out. Jim Bolger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolger is 0-for-3 in the game. Bolger hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Shane Dienst settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Long hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Shane Dienst scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Braves, 8, and Chicago Cubs, 0. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.